Hey, it's him.
This man we met was awesome.
What's his name?
Satire.
Quick, hide. Here he comes.
Police and army reserves are unable to control the mad
sound collage.
After watching it, you ought to have a pretty good idea if you got what you paid for.
Well, how about that? I'm Solar.
I'm Moonshine.
I'm Lester.
I'm Herb Berkman.
And I'm Judy O'Day.
I'm Batman.
I'm confused.
I'm Ed McMahon.
I'm Troll.
I'm Mr. Red.
I'm cleaning my bathroom bowl.
I'm Leonard Nimoy.
I'm a hog.
I'm pregnant.
I'm so confused.
So he put on his fanciest new bright blue Mandarin coat and his newest red silken slippers.
Then one day the Lord said to him,
"Ah, brother, what now?
I knew what he meant.
We interrupt this program to give you an important news bulletin.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is a bulletin from
Johnny Mathis.
We have intentionally
touched noses
with an 80-pound German Shepherd.
Kind of felt good, didn't it?
Well, there's three more things you should know.
Butter, trees,
potato chips.
You must remember those words.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Longer and harder than ever before.
Which is an illegal act. According to the Senate of the United Motherfucking States.
Now here's another bulletin from Washington, D.C.
There are bombs all over me!
Here's a bulletin from State Police, Princeton Junction.
Large high-pressure tires can explode. Be careful around them.
Gosh, Daddy, this one's awful nice.
Stay away from the places where danger is at.
All public restrooms, including those in our public schools,
can be extremely dangerous.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says,
"Well, I know she'll rise on the resurrection at the last days. Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life.'"
I don't understand, Mother.
Mother says,
"Fuck you,
Mother.
Fucker.
You're going to leave a tape recorder running for 2 hours to catch yourself using bad language?"
"Right, and then I'll play it back and see how many times I've used words displeasing to the Lord."
Then one day, the Lord said to him,
"How would you like to go fuck yourself?
You believe what God said?
Why don't you bow your head with me?
First, if you can take the head, take the head.
Take this piece of dog poop to the bathroom.
Take an onion and do this.
Put it in your mouth.
And some of you need to make a decision tonight to open that door up and say, 'Yes, Jesus.'"
"I will destroy your pathetic civilization."
"All you have to do is..."
"Arrange the oysters in a greased, shallow baking dish."
Oh, yeah, I would, naturally. However, there is one little problem.
"My produce truck's broken down."
"For your own safety, do not attempt to repair or remove wires."
"Why not play darts instead?"
"I'd rather explore..."
Norway, the land of enchantment.
"I'd rather have Jesus than..."
2 teaspoons of Lee and Perrin's Worcestershire sauce.
And blood.
"It's really upsetting."
In the next few moments, I will teach you how to relax.
First, take a big step back. And literally fuck your own face!
"Okay, but my hair better look terrific."
"Sorry, pal, but I need your uniform."
"I need a strong cleaner."
"I need love now."
"I need a big, warm, soft behind."
"What you need is..."
"Some senseless act of bloodshed."
"Now, what does this mean? What are the implications of this?"
"I'll tell you a story to show what I mean."
"My story is about fabrics and folks like you."
"That's me."
"This is the story of how Queen Elsa surprised Princess Anna with the best birthday ever."
"She gave me a belt and a pad, and I was all set."
"All set? Listen carefully."
"How does it taste?"
"Tastes like homemade cinnamon toast
with sardine spread and garlic."
"Yuck!"
"But the men are still capable of sustained physical effort. However, constructive action was still attempted by those retaining a sense of responsibility in spite of physical symptoms."
"Yes, this defensive technique is very effective." "Sometimes here, with an acid stomach.
Genital warts or cancer of the penis.
I know these wonderful things will happen someday."
"One day, God sent terrible thunder and hail and fire.
To kill all Americans."
The disciples came to the Lord one day and asked him the pointed question.
"Why are you walking around here talking to your dead dog?"
What did Jesus answer?
"Because they all were really the nicest kind of dogs. And quite clean, too."
When a dog comes home with dirty paws,
you might at some time come across counterfeit money.
"I don't need the money. Forget all about it."
"Now you kill it."
"He'll even clean the dog himself."
Scamper's next stop was Mrs. Beaver's house on the frozen pond.
His bionic arm knocking.
"Who's there?"
"Perhaps the dragon was behind the door."
"So? Ralph opened the door and said,
'I should like you to become my bride.
I believe in having sex before marriage.'"
"Well, I'd better be on my way. Cheerio. Bye."